Morning, it's Friday morning and it's Ness Andrews. I wanted to read an extract to you from a book that I'm reading at the moment called Radical Renewal by Howard Sinder. And I want to start reading from here. It says, "Hopefully Christians today throughout the world are coming to see that the kingdom of God is neither entirely present nor entirely future. And the kingdom of God, that's the uniting of all things in Jesus Christ, is now here, is coming and will come." So what then is the role of the church in God's cosmic plan? Well, according to Ephesians 3:10, God's will is that through the church, the wisdom of God in its rich variety might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. The church is the earthly agent of the cosmic reconciliation God wills. God is bringing about his cosmic purpose through the instrumentality of the church. This means the church's mission is broader than evangelism. Evangelism is at the centre of the church's role as agents of reconciliation. Now, I just want to pause there at this moment in terms of this reading and ask you, when you hear the word church, what does that mean to you? Does that mean church as in like a building, like tabernacle, tent, life church? Or is that Justin Welby as head of the Church of England? Or is it you and me? So the church is God's earthly agent of his coming reign. And when God seeks to redeem us, then he's also seeking to win over our hearts, and so that our lives can be free from bondage and corruption and be transformed into the freedom of the glory of the children of God. And it says that under Romans 8:21. So this is the cosmic perspective in which the Bible sees the church. The kingdom of God is coming, and to the extent this coming takes place in space-time history, so real time, before the return of Christ, and it is to be accomplished through the people of God. So how do we do that then? Well, Jesus gave his disciples a roadmap for taking his kingdom into the world, and it was very simple. He said, "Go where you are welcomed, receive what they offer you, see what need they have, and release blessing into that need, and then you can tell them that the kingdom of God is near." And that's in Matthew chapter 10, verse 5 to 12. Now, we might find in this current time with COVID that it's not very easy to invite people into our homes or to be invited into other people's homes. But we do have opportunity out there, and it could be just simply speaking to the postman or a courier person, or popping into the local stores and just having a chat with somebody. And just by speaking to them, then we are getting to be invited in that small moment into their world and seeing a little bit of that. And it might just provide an opportunity to build some level of relationship and release a blessing to them. Most people will probably not even know that we are followers of Christ, and that's fine. You know, sometimes that's the best way, isn't it? If we can just show love to people, if we can just give them time, then maybe that can be a blessing to them. Or maybe over time we may be even asked to pray for them. But we have to step out, and we have to love our neighbours. We have to do something in that waiting time between now and Jesus returning again. And the same as if, you know, lots of people are talking about a revival coming. And this was mentioned at the Pioneer Conference, and that, you know, we need to get ourselves ready for that revival, because at the moment we're not ready, and coming before God in a childlike faith. And so there's things to do, COVID or not. There's people we can bless. There's people we can open our doors to and speak to from the front door. And this is going to obviously get easier as the COVID restrictions lift. So I hope today's message has been encouraging. I hope it's been able to open our eyes and see, what can I do right now? How can I be a blessing to others? Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have given us this opportunity to be your agents on this earth, to share the good news and to share your love that we receive from you with others. Lord, help us to be a blessing and a light in this season. Open up the doors of opportunity, Lord, to whoever crosses our path, that we may speak to them, give them our time, and release a blessing into their situation, Lord. And we ask this in your precious name. Amen. Have a great day. Bye.